Hi, Jean. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a new listener and really appreciate your program.
Well, thank you.
My questions, I have two main questions about dental issues, but I thought maybe background information might be helpful. In 2012, I was bitten by a hobo spider. I'd been gardening. I don't know if that put bacteria on my skin or if it came from the spider, but I ended up, after many rounds of different antibiotics, in emergency two nights in a row on an IV drip of vancomycin for 4 hours each time to try to basically save my arm, my lower arm, and it did. But I think my theory is that the infection, that those bacteria stayed in my system and later appeared in my teeth, and I've had 8 root canals and a dental implant. And I think that same bacteria has shown up in all of those, but my natural dentist has done x-rays and said that all 8 of my root canals are badly infected, and my dental implant is infected, which is a front tooth, which was perfectly healthy, I think, and they ended up pulling it because they thought it was the cause of all this pain in my mouth, and it turned out to be a beautiful tooth there's nothing wrong with, so I got the implant and then got infection in that. So my main question, I guess, is do you think there's any way to clean this mess up? I am using a version of a Rife machine, which gives me some relief, but hasn't cured it. And if I have to have all the teeth pulled, do you think there's any way to really mitigate bone loss if I got dentures? I'm afraid to get dental implants because I'm afraid I might get infection in those. Just wonder about your thoughts on that.
All right. Now, you said you're working with a natural dentist. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, ma'am?
Yes. He's a local natural dentist that did, I complained about, the pain, and so they did x-rays, and they saw infection in the root canals. I had read an article by Dr. Mercola some time ago called Toxic Teeth about the tendency for root canals to get infected. So I don't even know if it's related to my spider bite, but I also have seen a natural health practitioner from time to time and done saliva tests, and those saliva tests showed that I had staph and strep and porphyromonas, I think, and some other things in my teeth. And so I was doing those settings on my Rife machine, and they bring some relief, but they don't seem to. They haven't healed it up.
Okay, ma'am. I hear you about that. Now, I'm not a dental expert, but I do know how to find them. Have you been to the website of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology?
No.
Okay, that's it goes by its initials, ma'am. IAOMT.org. And then there's another one I don't know the full name of, but you could just put into your search engine biological dentists, and they have an organization. Now, the point to referring you to these websites is you can put in your geographic location and how many miles and that sort of thing that you're willing to travel. And then up comes a list of dentists. And both these organizations will tell you two very important things. One, how long has this dentist been a member? That's kind of important. In your situation, you'd want to be looking for somebody who had been a longtime member and not just somebody who's just starting. But number two, they have categories of, this person teaches. This person isn't at the teaching level yet, but they're at a high level in our organization. This person is just starting an organization. So with a problem like yours, I'd be looking at both these websites for the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and for the biological dentist, and finding someone who is a certified instructor, or at least an instructor, if not certified, and has been at it for a long time, because I'm sorry, I'm not an expert at this, but I can tell you that whoever told you that infected root canals could cause all this mess was correct. I've seen that happen way too many times, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, and so you I will check with them. And so they would probably, maybe one of them would know too about the bone loss, mitigating bone loss. I just, the whole idea of having all my good teeth pulled to get dentures is sort of daunting.
I know. Well, do you have bone loss anywhere else? Have you had a bone scan, for example, of the hip or of the spine? Do you know if it's if you're worried about a general overall bone loss or just as local?
I do have osteopenia, so precursor to it. So that is a concern.
Well, ma'am, then that's something I can help you with. I've helped literally dozens and dozens of people, mostly women. Women are a little more careful about their health and pay more attention too, but they do get more osteoporosis too. To pull their way out of osteoporosis back to normal, and to pull their way out of osteopenia back to normal, just since there's a lot of other people waiting, I'll tell you about a product that after whole bunches of library and online research got put together in 2004. It's called OsteoMins, OsteoMins. There's an AM version and a PM version. And the reason for the separation like that is that the great guru of one of the major active minerals against osteoporosis in there, namely strontium, Professor Jean-Marie from France, he says never take your calcium and strontium together because they interfere with each other. So in the AM version, the strontium is in there with some other things, and in the PM versions, the calcium is in there with other things. And if one follows the instructions on the label, and I know it's a lot of pills to swallow, why are there so many? Because all the minerals are in the very most absorbable form. Even for those of us who are over 40, 50, 60 who have absorption troubles, they still absorb best. It's called the citrate form. And one takes, as the labels say, 2 in the morning of the AM and 4 at lunch and 4 at dinner of the PM. And several people, and again, most of them women, after 4 to 6 years, and it does take that long if they're in osteoporosis. It takes a shorter time if they're in osteopenia, have come in with their records to show me that, look at that, I'm back to normal. So that part I can help you with, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds great. I know you have other callers. I do. I don't know if it can be related to this, the tooth infection or not, but I've had a terrible mouth rash, clown face thing going on for about a year. And I don't know if that's caused by the dental infection or not. So I've been trying to find solutions to that, but that could be another whole topic. But
Is it on the skin or on the lips, or where is it at, ma'am?
Both. All the way up to my nose and down below my lips, and so it's just a big clown face. And I've been Googling it, and I saw one long list of people who are allergic to propolis. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but are beeswax. So just the last 24 hours, I'm trying to use something on my lips that doesn't have beeswax in it. But anyway, just trying to narrow this down because it's pretty unsightly and annoying. But I don't know if a dental infection could cause that or it's sort of a...
I don't know. I'd have to ask a biological dentist or the International Academy dentist, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate those contacts. I appreciate very much. So... thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm sorry I'm just not an expert on everything.